Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century is someone who's been with us for almost the entire ride is our good friend Barbara Weltman, who's with us right now. She's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. 22-plus years she's been hanging out with us, and she's one of the top experts and the leading small business expert in the galaxy on your taxes. Author of J.K. Lester's Small Business Taxes series and on. So go to bigideasforsmallbusiness.com. Did I say that right, Barbara?
BigIdeasForSmallBusiness.com.
There you go. So check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Barbara, one of the things that I think I'm trying to identify the silver linings in this catastrophe that we've gone through for the last few months. I'm trying to find the elements that could get this economy kicked off again and really, you know, be where maybe in a year or two we're on the other side of this and not looking back. And one of those is that's just sitting there probably working now that we don't know much about it, but it's prepared to take off, is the USMCA, the trade agreement that replaced NAFTA between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. And I'm predicting, and I've talked to some of my experts about this, and they agree with me, we're going to go from globalization to hemispherization. One of my experts calls Mexico the new China. What do you think?
I think you're right on there, and for a couple of reasons, and why there's optimism for small business. First, let me point out that this is the first trade agreement ever to have a chapter specifically devoted to small business.
Yes.
I think you got to give Karen Kerrigan some kudos here, because I think she had a big hand in
doing
this.
Our friend and Brain Trust member, Karen Kerrigan, we love her and we admire her. That's exactly right.
Absolutely. But it's unprecedented that they've even considered the impact on small business. But with that said, I think you're absolutely right. Here, we had the president of Mexico meeting with President Trump in the White House to formalize this. It's already been signed and it's effective, but now it's formalized and it presents wonderful opportunities. And think about, just think about the trade and the shipping opportunities that we're close. We're here. We're neighbors. It's just
and it's literally prepared to take off right now, isn't it? I mean, it's literally we haven't really seen as much of the benefit as we're going to be seeing now that it's formalized. And when you consider that the Western Hemisphere, North America, is completely energy independent, an energy exporter, and I mean we're talking about, think about this, Barbara. We're talking about reshoring our manufacturing. What if our hemisphere becomes the China for other parts of the world? How China's been for the last 20 years. Think about that.
Well,
they're offshoring
to
us.
It's not even an if.
Happening.
It's not even an if. I think it's a definite.
Yeah,
I think that if things proceed correctly with the tariff barriers gone and the requirements being set. For example, cars made in Mexico, they have to pay certain minimum wages so they don't undercut cars being made in the U.S. So
right. The
whole point is
look what that's going to do to immigration. That's going
to
raise the jobs and the living standards for people down there. They won't be as likely to want to come here and risk their lives to come here.
I just think it's win-win. And I mean, I'm really pumped about this, and it is a bright spot. Of course, it's not getting the coverage that I think it deserves,
right.
And I think there's a lot in there. I mean, it's obviously an extensive trade agreement, and it's going to take a long time to flesh out all the details and know how to take advantage of it. But for small businesses, this is an opportunity.
There's no question about it, The opportunity to bring these three countries together, especially in the North American continent, the power, we could be self-reliant, this hemisphere. Hey, Barbara, good job today as always. Keep up the good work. We love you and we appreciate all the hard work you do. Come back soon.
You betcha.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and smart too, as you can tell. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.